Well, Paul, your voice is going. An emotional night for Durham in the end.
Yeah, it is. We've been singing the song pretty hard in the dressing room straight after the match there, and the voice is gone. But I think, you know, overall, that was a fantastic performance. We kind of went against the grain a bit in terms of batting first. If you look at stats and all that kind of stuff, chasing is usually the way to go here. But I felt as though it was a pretty dry wicket, and I thought it might get harder to score. But, you know, the way Taylor came in at the end there, and really we had a plan, but we just couldn't quite execute them. And you know, when someone's striking them like that, he puts her under serious pressure, and he fought us really close. But you know, in the end, when you win by 20 runs in a 20-20 game, it's a pretty clear margin, and I thought we did very well tonight.
I think everybody was expecting that Gloucestershire were going to do to you what you did to them tonight, really. You came down here with the odds stacked against you. They were the best team in their group by a country mile. They had the best batsman in the country, the best bowler. Hardly anybody give you a hope in hell, really.
Yeah, we kind of snuck into the quarterfinals through the back door. We all know that. But that doesn't mean that you're going to lose a game. We knew we were coming up against a good side. But if we go out there and play on the more aggressive side of the line, you know, we're going to put any team under pressure. And I thought the way we did it was superb. To get that score on that wicket was always going to put them under pressure, especially when we got the likes of Mark Wood and Scotty Borthwick in the ranks, X-factor kind of bowlers who can take wickets. And you know, I thought they were fantastic tonight.
And a great opening stand as well, really give you a good platform. Mark Stoneman and Keaton Jennings putting nearly 100 on the board.
Yeah, they were great. And you know, that was an area that we needed to improve on. We have been losing a lot of wickets up front, and you know, the last two games against Derby and this one here, we've had some great partnerships. So that really does put you in good stead and getting a good total on the board. And you know, I thought the way that we came out and bowled and fielded today, you know, the direct hits are hugely important in the context of the game.
Four run outs, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really important. You know, it's amazing that 2020 cricket can put you under serious pressure. So and we've seen that in the end. But, you know, to get run outs like that, it really does take the pressure off.
Now, there's a fantastic catch from Michael Richardson, who I think has been given man of the match because he put on 56 with Gordon Mutchell in a fourth wicket stand as well. A stunning catch. I mean, to take it chin high, standing up the stumps off a bowler with the pace of Chris Rushworth, incredible.
Yeah, look, I'm delighted for him. And, you know, he's. I thought the way he built his innings was superb. He went out there with real intent, and he struck the ball as well as anybody tonight, and kind of changed the momentum at the back end of the innings there a little bit for us. And we got up to a good total. But, you know, that catch, Rushy was fantastic with a new ball up front. And there was one wicket that we needed to get tonight, and that was Klinger. And, you know, when he produced a ball like that, it really bounced from a good length. And Richo standing up at the stumps to try to keep Klinger in the crease. And to be able to stop it, never mind catch it, was a superb effort.
What about your not quite a full over? What happened with you? Was the ball greasy? Was it coming down?
No, absolutely not. I've got no excuses. As we all know, I've had a broken thumb over the last few weeks, and I've got a splint on there. I took a risk to bowl it.
Surprised to see you bowling, actually.
I thought I would. I haven't bowled for 4 weeks. I took a risk to bowl it because I thought I'd be able to use my experience. Look, it didn't come off. You know, Taylor struck it really well, but in the end we won by 20 runs, and that's all that counts.
Yeah, three teams from the Northern Group through. This is the fifth quarter final you've been involved in. All five have been won by the team batting first.
All right. Well, I didn't realise that, but if you look at the stats, and there was six wins with the team batting second here at Bristol over the season. So, as I said, I thought I'd go against the grain and see if we can get a notch in the other board.
Big week coming up now. Then you've got Middlesex away on Saturday in the county championship. Massive match at the top of the table there, and then final state to look forward to just a few days after that.
Yeah, it's huge. Look, it's, you know, I'm delighted for the club that we've got the finals here. We've now got an opportunity to do something special. In past history, we haven't been very good at 2020 cricket for whatever reason, but to have that opportunity now at finals day and really enjoy the atmosphere here and the occasion, I think it's important to do that. And you just never know. You know, we surprise people every now and then, and hopefully we can do that next weekend.
Thanks, Paul.